Blog Talk Radio.
I'm walking as the king awaited. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. Oh, and I can walk up here. It's a highway to heaven. I can walk up there, but the peering heart is the highway to heaven. And I'm walking up the highway. What's the highway to heaven? I can walk up there. But the peering heart, oh, it's the highway to heaven. Oh, and I'm walking up the King Highway. Yeah, it's the highway to heaven. Now I can walk up there. Oh, but the peering heart, oh, it's the highway to heaven. Oh, I'm walking up the King Highway. Well, my way is brighter. Oh, my load is lighter. Walking up the King Highway. Oh, Christ walks beside me. Oh, angels guide me. Yes, walking up the King Highway. Yes, the highway to heaven. Now I can walk up there. Oh, but the appearing heart, it's the highway to heaven. Oh, I'm walking up the King Highway. Oh, well, oh, my way get brighter. Mm-hmm. Oh, my load is lighter. Yes, walking up the King Highway. Oh, Christ walks beside me. Yeah, angels guide me. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, oh, if you are not walking, oh, see why am I talking? Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, see Christ walk beside me. Oh, his angel guide me. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, it's the highway to heaven. Oh, I can walk up there. But the peering heart, yes, the highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's Highway. Yeah, walking up the King's Highway. Walking up the King's Highway. Yes, singing up the King's Highway. Yeah, I'm praying up the King's Highway. Oh, yes, I am shouting up the King's Highway. Yeah. Oh, moving up the King's Highway. Yeah, I'm walking up the King's Highway. Yeah, singing up the King's Highway. High, high, high. Walking up the King's Highway. Oh, is the highway to heaven. Yeah, and I can walk up there. Oh, but the pure in heart, yeah, it's the highway to heaven. Yes, I'm walking up the King's highway. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, well, my way is brighter. Yeah, my load is lighter. Yeah, walking up the King's highway. Yeah, Christ walk beside me. Yeah, his angels guide me. Yeah, oh, walking up the King's highway. Yes, I'm walking up the King's highway. Yes, I'm walking up the King's highway, singing up the King's highway. Anybody want to sing with me? Singing up the King's highway. Yeah, I'm praying up the King's highway. Yeah, anybody want to pray with me? Yeah, I'm praying up the King's highway. Oh, shouting. Shouting, shouting, oh, shouting at the King's highway. Yes, I'm walking up the King's highway. It's high, 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 high. Yes, walking up the King's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Walking up the King's. Highway. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Walking up the King's highway. Oh, well, heaven is so high. You can't get over so low. You can't get under it. It's so wide. You can't go around it. But you gotta come in at the door. Yeah, yes, I said. Heaven's so high, oh yeah, oh, you can't get over it, yeah, it's so low, you can't get under it, yeah, yeah, it's so wide, you can't get around it, oh no. You gotta come in at the door. Tell those children, yeah, yeah, tell them now. You gotta come in at the door. Don't stand and whisper. Just show them how. You gotta come in. At the door, yeah, heaven's so high, you can't get over it, it's so low, you can't get under it, it's so wide, you can't go around, you gotta come in. At the door, yeah, yeah, children of Israel, sing and shout, and you gotta come in at the door. You know the gates of heaven can't keep you out. You gotta come in at the door. Say, heaven is so high, oh, you can't get over it, it's so low, you can't get under, is so wise. You can't get around. You got to come in at the door. Yeah, now if you are going to head for the promised land, got to come in at the door. Just step right up and take his hand. Got to come in at the door. Yeah, heaven's so high. It's so low, oh, so wide. You gotta come in at the door. Tell those children, yeah, tell them now. You gotta come in at the door. Oh, don't stand and whisper. Just show them how. You gotta come in. Gotta come in at the door. Well. Everybody talking about heaven. I ain't going there. Everybody talking about heaven. I ain't going there. Everybody talking about heaven. I ain't going there. Oh, my Lord. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Oh, well, I read about the streets of gold. I read about the throne. Not everybody calling Lord, Lord is gonna see that heavenly home. Yeah, everybody talking about heaven ain't going down. It's a sad thing, but everybody talking about heaven ain't going down. Yeah, everybody talking about heaven ain't going down. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, for those who do the will of my Lord, God will enter heaven. If you want to go to heaven, you got to do more than talk about it. Oh, heaven, to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven. Don't you want to go? I know you want to go. I know you want to go. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Yeah. I want to go to heaven. Oh, hey, my Lord, and there will come a day when we'll all have to stand before the throne. On that day, some will say, did we not prophesy in your name? And they'll say, we drove out demons in your name. And I know some will say, perform many miracles in your name. Some will say many works we've done in your name. Then the Lord will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. That's why I know everybody they're talking about heaven ain't going there. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. It's a sad thing, children, but everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Oh, my Lord, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. But me talking about myself now, I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna talk. I'm going to sing for the heavenly King. I won't be there when they march around the wall. I won't be there when the general roll is called. Tell me that the hand never been told. But the Holy Ghost took control. Yeah, he said, I'm going to walk for the Father, singing for the Son. Shout for the Holy Ghost, three in one. Yeah, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm working to meet the King. Yeah, I said I'm going to walk. I'm going to talk. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to sing for the heavenly King. Yeah, I want to be there when they march around the wall. I want to be there when the general roll is called. You know, they tell me that the hat never been told. Oh, but the Holy Ghost took control. I'm gonna walk for the Father. Oh yeah, gonna sing for the Son. Gonna shout for the Holy Ghost, three in one. I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm working to meet the King. Just listen. Oh yeah, listen and let me tell you. How I view the promised land. Just listen. Oh, so many have been tested and tried. But you got to be born again. See your name and my name, it may not be called till we get to heaven, and we'll be on one accord. I'm on my way to heaven. Get right, get back. Get right, church, get back. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm working every day of my life. I'm working. I got to meet the King. Good evening, hallelujah, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Good evening to all. Amen. We welcome you. We are so delighted, amen, that you have come hallelujah, to share with us this afternoon. Amen. We are so delighted to have you be a part of this, oh, Lord, service on this afternoon. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Just show up outreach ministries. I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford, along with my husband. Hallelujah, my blessed husband. I call him my blessed miracle. Hallelujah. I thank God for him. Amen. Still here, still with me, and still I have a desire, hallelujah, to be a part of the ministry. Minister L.C. Alford, just show up outreach ministries is reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, the hurted, lonely, oppressed, depressed, whatever the situation may be. Amen. Amen. We can feel all types of ways. Amen. We can just feel low. Sometimes I feel like I'm just vacated from civilization. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God that Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. And I tell you, he promised that he'll never leave me. Hallelujah. And that's what Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is all about, reaching out. Amen. As Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen. Jesus said, I must need go through Samaria. Hallelujah. There was a need there. Hallelujah. And if anyone on this line this afternoon have a need, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you haven't tried Jesus, do like the woman at the well. Hallelujah. Drink of that water. Drink of that Holy Spirit that he's reaching out, that he's for the poor. Hallelujah. Saturate us with. Amen. And I'll guarantee you, you'll do like the Samaritan woman. You'll go running and tell somebody, come see a man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And won't prolong the time. We're going to put the coin over to Minister Alford, and we have received what God has given him. Amen. God bless you, Minister Alford. Would you come forward at this time?
Good evening to all the prayer warriors. I want to say that it's a blessing to be a part of this program, out of reach. Tonight, if you please, I would just like to share one verse from Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and it's 16 verse. You have to read it along with me. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere I go, I ask a friend of mine, and I said, what church you going to? And we're taking from them. We go like, you know, just nice. But, you know, I remember the time I wouldn't have time to say nothing good about the Lord because I didn't know what I learned now that if I just learned to lean and depend on Jesus. I used to rip and run trying to hold two jobs and be a big wheel in the street. But I found that when you go into church and doing what God says, you don't worry about no lot of money, nothing no more. But I feel free. My whole body is right where it should be sitting beside my wife. But it ain't one in real town or nothing. And that's a blessing when you are able to sit down with your whole mind and body at one place and concentrating on the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Stand on the Lord. Keep your mind on the Lord. And that's why it's, I'm not ashamed now to make God known to others. That's why I stand boldly wherever I'm at now. I don't have to drop my head or feel ashamed of something that I did yesterday. Because I'm the day, I'm the same way it was tomorrow, the next day, forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the turn the dirt back into the hands of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another blessed occasion, oh, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for my husband, oh, God. Thank you for the scripture, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We can find, oh, God, grace and mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the time of need. We can find whatever we need is in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that has come, Father God. We ask that you, oh, God, just come on in, Father, and do as you always do. Just take over, Lord, and have your way, Lord God. We don't want to do anything without you, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let everything, oh, God, be said, done, oh, Father God. Let, oh, God, be done to your glory, Father God. You get the glory, oh, God. Speak to the speakers, oh, God. Sing to the singers, oh, God. Oh, Lord, 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 the prayers, oh, Father God. You said the prayers of a righteous man availing much, oh, Father God. We come fervently, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, offer ourselves to you, Lord God. Have your way. And we'll give you the glory. And we'll give you the praise, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch somebody. Touch somebody, oh, God. Hallelujah. Touch somebody, oh, Father God. Let somebody hear through the airwaves, oh, God, of these technologies, oh, God. Let somebody, oh, God, pass by you, hear the name Jesus, oh, God, and want to come running and say, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
Father God, and we give you glory, honor, and we give you all of the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to move right on expeditiously into the youth corner. Amen. We are into the children's corner.
Yes.
Amen. We're moving into the children's corner. Do we have any youth in the corner today? Do we have any youth? Any youth on the youth corner today? We know they got all kind of festivals and all kind of things that's going on this time of the year. And hallelujah. I know what some of the youth are. I know that they may not be coming to the call, but that's all right. Our focus is, amen, to train the children. Amen, amen, and to encourage, amen, the elderly, oh, God. We just want to bless them anyway. We're going to ask you, Brother Peggy Boyens on the line. We're going to ask you to come forth and have your way, amen, and bless the children. Amen. Sister Peggy Boyens, are you here with us? Mother Peggy Boyens. Okay, can we get a volunteer then? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
It's our boy, amen. Amen. Pray to bless our children and then make a presentation for them. Amen.
I'm here to do a presentation, just a devotional scripture and a devotion of reading to kind of give you an encouragement to stay on the master's road for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Say grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, mercy, and peace. And I just want to say I thank God for being ahead of my life.
Oh,
and the sweet Jesus and the Holy Spirit who's keeping and guiding us through all that's going on in this world today.
Amen.
And the scriptures come from 1 Peter 5:7, and it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
Amen.
And I'm going to read this passage slowly because it breaks down about casting all your cares upon Jesus. And it says, it is good, it's a good habit as a child of God to read your Bible every day. It is even best to equal the number of times you read the Bible to the number of times you eat in a day. Anytime you pick up the Bible to read, don't be in a hurry to read it. Make the little time you spend with the Bible count. Pay close attention to every word and study it carefully. Our opening scripture says we should cast all our cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for us. Do you really understand all? It means everything, anything, whatever it is. It means every care with none remaining. In other words, don't try to carry one or some of you, your challenges, and send the rest to Jesus. Send every challenge difficult to Jesus Christ, to bear it for you so that you can be free in your mind to serve him and others with a peaceful conscience. Praise the Lord, dearly beloved. Are you still carrying one or some of your problems? You know that you must do. You must do. Share your thoughts here. So my thoughts and my breakdown from that, I used to be one of the ones who likes to hold, take some and give some. The Lord said, no, you got to give it all to me. Because I'm not going to come when you want to. I'm going to come when I'm supposed to come to. And I'm a rushing person, a very anxious person. And the scripture says, don't be anxious for nothing, but all things with prayer and supplication. But make your request known. So when you give it to the Lord, you have to leave it there. So I'm the one that likes to take it back. The Lord don't want you to do that. He wants you to give it to him and leave it there. And I thank him for that. I cry a lot to the Lord because I know that God is hearing my cries. He's answering my prayers. A lot of times we don't want to cry. We want to keep our cries. The Lord said, bring all. That means all your cares. Give it all to him. Cries, whatever it is, give it to him. And that's what I do. And I thank God for Evangelist Offutt, and her husband for this ministry, because this really touching me at this season in my life. There's a season for everybody, but this is the season that I have, and I need to get through this season. And what you need people to help you get through these seasons, because everybody is not for you. So I accept everything that's going on in his ministry. And I'm going to make sure I pray for them to keep this ministry going, because this is going to help a lot of people along this Damascus road, because being on a Damascus road is not easy. It's not easy. It gets harder and harder. But I thank God for God's word. That's why he say, read a scripture. My late pastor used to say that. Take a scripture and you need to pound it. You need to take it and pound the word. Take that scripture. Don't jump on another scripture. Take that one scripture and ponder it. Get the understanding you get out of it, because in a second or a minute or an hour, God could change that whole scripture you read around to something else. And I have witnessed it. And I thank God for Sister Offer for this opportunity to do this. And I do have another devotion that I want to share with you all, too. And it's called the Believe is a Continuous Process. The scripture currently says, all things whatsoever ye ask, ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive it, Matthew 21 and 22. Christianity is not a religion. It is a life of God working in the body of a saint / believer in Christ Jesus. Religion prays on falsehood, but Christianity lives the truth. Jesus Christ is a man of truth who do not deceive, but gave us the true light of God's word to prosper therewith. He says belief is a continuous process. In other words, we don't stop believing. He went on saying that in prayer we ask in a number of things, but until we receive the things we have prayed for, we should not stop believing. Hallelujah. This is a secret Jesus Christ is sharing with us, with his saints and / Christians. How do you know that what you have asked for in prayer is just at the door to manifestation? That's why you should have continual to believe until you have received it, so that you can share your testimony. Jesus Christ does not want us to time him and our Father, because they are timeless and they work within their own time. So the last devotion I read was just what I said. He has his own timing. Dearly beloved, don't stop praying because you have not received. keep praying and keep believing, for surely your time for receiving will come. Praise the Lord, and you share your thoughts. And my thoughts of this, because when I pray for something, I pray for something, and the Lord answered my prayers. And I'm not bragging. He answered quickly. It may not come when I think it's going to come. It comes when it seems like when looked like all hell then broke loose and looked like the Lord just laid on a red carpet, and I walked on a red carpet. Daughter, this is for you. That goes for everybody who believe in him, not just me, anybody who believe in him. And I thank him, because some things I pray for, and I really thank him for giving it to me. Some things I've already prayed for, I got some, but I'm waiting on more. It's not like he's not going to give it in his timing, and I can't rush him. Like I said, I'm an anxious person, and God knows that. That's why he's working on me. I'm a very anxious person, been that way. But he said, in my timing, daughter, it's coming. Just wait on me. And he said, with a commandment, I say, wait on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Much needed in time word. Amen. Amen. I mean, she brought a word for the children, for the youth, amen. And I think I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. So I hope the outdoors are encouraged too. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my sweet Danielle. Thank you so much.
Yes, amen. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged too, because this is Sister Brenda Mills, and I'm laying here. Yes, I'm laying here, and the Lord is telling me to get on that line.
Praise God.
Get on that line, because it, to me, he was telling me it's something that you need to hear, you know? So that was the word right there. That's what he wanted me to hear, you know? So I just thank God for that. I thank the Lord for my sisters, you know, through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, sister.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Minister Brenda, will you pray general prayer right now? Bless the children and just pray a general prayer.
Yes, Lord, Father God, we thank you once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, for another day that you have made, Lord. And we rejoiced in it. We was glad in it, oh, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's on the line, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you watch over their families, their friends, the neighbors, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless them coming and going, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the strength, Father, in these days and times, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're coming, but you're coming when you want to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know, Lord, that you're keeping us covered in your blood, Lord, protecting us from all danger and all harm, Father, in these days and times. Lord, we just thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. Sometimes, Lord, and I'm here to admit, Lord, that I don't understand sometimes, but that's why I ask for wisdom, Lord. That's why we ask for wisdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you for your healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father. We just thank you. We're going to keep on thanking you, keep on praising you, Lord, keep on honoring you, Lord, no matter what it may look like or seem like, Lord. We'll know you are in the midst, Lord, of this prayer line, Lord, and prayers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the children, Lord, that we keep watch over the children, Lord, that the mothers are instilling your word into their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help them to keep continue on doing so, Lord. In the name of Jesus, watch over them, Father. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen the mothers, Lord, to do what they need to do, Father, and their children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. Amen. God bless
you. Welcome. Amen.
Now we're going to ask again, are there any youth on the line? We don't want to overlook any youth on the line. Amen. And we don't have any youth on the line, then we'll be moving on. Hello? Hello? Amen. Amen. Hello, Mother Wynn.
Hello, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Hello. So we are, I was asking, was there any more youth on the line? But since they're not, Mother, you want to come forward at this time?
Yes, I will. I'll come from the scripture coming from Psalm 34, and this is time that David was going through changes in his behavior before Amalek, who drove him away, and he departed. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just bless God when things is good. But David blessed the Lord when things was bad, when all odds was against him. He blessed the Lord. And it said, the second verse said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. He was saying, I'm a boast in the Lord. Amen. When we can't boast in nobody else, because we know we can boast in the Lord, because the Lord got us. Amen. The enemy may try to come against and hurt us in all kind of ways, but God got us. Amen. Amen. And we will be glad. Amen. Oh, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. We're not sorry when things come against us, but we're going to rejoice in our God, because our God is a good God. And it said, oh, magnify, the third verse, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, Shonda. We come blessing the Lord and thanking God together, praising him together. I sought the Lord, the fourth verse said, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord will deliver us. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Amen. God will be with us when all other fail. God will be there for us. So we can have faith and trust in him. And the fifth verse says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces was not ashamed. My God, hallelujah. We can look to God and say, God is a good God. Amen. And we are not ashamed to say it, no matter what people may think. Amen. She might say she's a Christian, but she ain't this and she ain't that. But guess what? We know that God loves us, and we know that he ain't going to put more than we're able to bear. Amen. But we've got to be willing to bear what he put on us. Amen. And it said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not going to look down. We're going to keep on believing. We're going to keep on trusting God and knowing he's a God that cares, and he'll deliver us out of all of our troubles. And the seventh verse said, the angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Hear that? God got angels watching over us. Amen. And I was reading in that 18th chapter of Matthew. It says, God got angels watching over the children. Amen. Watching over us as well. So we need not to fear. We need not to doubt. Amen. God is going to be there for us, amen, through the good times and the bad times. And the Abraham says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Hallelujah. We all can say the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Because he has brought us through so many things. He's been there for us. When it seemed like all odds was against us, God was for us. It said, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that love, that fear him. Ain't no want to us, to those that fear him. The young, the young lion do like and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. My God, hallelujah. Anything that we want, amen, God will give it to us because it's a good thing. That we want it when God gives it to us. It's all things that he gives to us is good things. And the 11th said, come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. We have to teach. God, be taught the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to love the Lord. Amen. Because we love him, we don't want to do nothing that would cause God to be angry with us or frown at us. We want to do things that God would be proud to say, that's my daughter, that's my son. What man mm-hmm. is he that desires life and love many days that he may see good? Hey, my God. Amen. Because we want to see good, we're going to do what the Lord say do. Amen. Because he said, no good thing withhold from those that love him. Keep my tongue from evil. We don't want to have no evil in us. And thy lips when speaking God. Yeah, Lord, we don't want to speak evil. We want to love people with all of our heart, mind, and soul. Amen, child. To love people like God loves us. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Yeah, some people want to be hamburgers. And I just was telling my daughter this evening, I said, listen, when people do evil to you, you do good to them. Humble yourself.
Amen.
When they talk rough to you, you talk humble to them. Show them the love of God in you. Amen. And that can help a person to know, amen, that it's a God that's doing that. Because we can't fight fire with fire. Amen. You have to put it out. Amen. Don't go back and forth with people. If you see y'all don't agree on something, let it alone. Let it go. Yes. It says,
amen.
The righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. I won't read the rest of it because it take up a lot of time. But I just thank God for you, Evangelist Sadie, amen, and your husband. How good it is, amen, how pleasant for brothers to dwell together and your husband and wife. My Shanda, hallelujah, which means y'all on one accord. Y'all doing a good work for the Lord, and keep on doing it, amen, because you are, both of you are one in Christ. A husband and wife are supposed to be one, amen. When you're married, take on marriage, that makes y'all one, amen. So keep on working together. God will get the glory out of both of you all's life. God bless you. God been good to him. We prayed for you, brother. And God is good. He showed his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For that reason, you got a reason to praise him. God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Amen. Now I'm going to take a break and go back to the children's corner. Do we have any youth on the line?
Man, we don't have any youth. We're going to ask who are the adults that would like to make a presentation. Give me your names, please.
Jennifer Richardson.
Okay.
Sister Vivian.
All right, Minister Viv. Would it be another? Amen. All right.
Brenda, ma'am.
Are you coming? Okay. Ma'am, okay. All right, would it be another? You coming back to the call, Minister, ma'am? Coming back with the presentation?
I mean, you know, I'm going to do whatever God want me to do, baby.
Okay. I just want to know. I want to see how much time I have. Okay, would it be another?
Oh, okay.
Would it be another? Amen. Well, we have three. Amen. So, Mother Regina, you're not on the line? She must didn't make it to the line. Hope all is well with her. Amen. Well, we're going to ask Minister Richardson, Minister Vivian, and Minister Mills. Come in that order.
Amen. I will be reading Psalm 54, first five verses. I don't know if I have time to read all seven verses, so I will read five. Verse 1, read as follows. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Verse 2, hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Verse 3, for the strangers are risen up against me, and my oppressed seeketh after my soul. They have not kept God before them, Selah. Verse 4, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with me, is with them that uphold my soul. Verse 5 and 8, he shall reward evil unto my enemies and cut them off in thy truth. God, we're here to bless. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad and have a Father. Thank you for blessing this ministry, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Sister Zayde, her husband, Brother L.C. Lord God, thank you for the children, Lord God. Thank you for Minister Vivian, Lord God. Thank you for blessing her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for blessing each one that came on here to make up this congregation, Lord God. We thank you, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed, wonderful name we pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's all right. Amen.
Time is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever the years may bring, if thy earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Covet not this world vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, far and bright the home in glory. Your enraptured soul will view, hold to his hand, sun-changing hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your things, hopes, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You just hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Minister. I know Minister Mims is coming. Will there be another that will be making a presentation? Will there be another? We want to thank God for our silent listeners. You know, you really make the difference, and we just love you, love you, love you, love you. And to all, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. We truly, 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 truly bless this time tomorrow evening, amen, at this same number. You can hear Minister Vivian again, amen, and every Friday at 8 o'clock at this same number. You can hear Minister Janet. So we're going to go into the hands of Minister Brenda Mims, and she's going to let the Lord use her. And she's going to give us a closing out prayer, and we're going to say good night. Amen. I love you all. And thanks once again. Come forth, Minister Mim. We're so delighted that you obeyed the Spirit today. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank God just for what he's doing in all of our lives, you know, and because he's building me each and every day, each and every day. Even if I don't hear a word, I'm not going to say even if I don't hear a word, but I do hear a word. I do hear a word every day. Forgive me, Lord. I do hear a word every day from him, every day. And I just want to thank my Lord for just watching over me, watching over us as we go through these trying times. And, you know, you know, we are in the book of Revelation, and what he said in the beginning, it's happening. It's all coming to pass. So we have to all stick together as prayer warriors and keep praying and keep worshiping him and letting him know and that we praise him, we honor him, and we glorify him no matter what's going on, no matter what it may seem like. He's there for us. He's keeping us covered in his blood. He's protecting us from us, protecting us from all danger and all harm. And we just thank him for that. I just want to sing a little something. There's nothing long. But, oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, help me on my journey. Oh, Lord, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, help me on my journey. Lord, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm praising your name, I want you to help me. While I'm praising your name, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, help me on my journey. Lord, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I need you to help me. I want you to help me. Amen.
Amen. Love y'all. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. I see the coin. Let me see. I see the coin lit up here. Do we have another on that would like to announce yourself? Do we have another that would like to announce yourself? I don't want to exclude anybody. Do we have another? Hello? Do we have another that would like to announce yourself? I'm not. We'll go ahead on. And,
I'm Tucson James.
Come forward. Come forward. You want to say something? Come forward.
Hello?
Come forward. Uh-huh. Okay. You have to see. You want to say something else? Uh-huh. Is that on the line you said? What's your name?
My mama, Clementine.
Oh, that's Clementine?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Sister Clem, how you doing? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All right. We've come to the end of our service, and we thank God, amen, for Sister Clem, amen, coming in on just in time there. I might have been on, and I was overlooking the muted line. Okay, well, we love you all, and you all be blessed until we meet again. Until we meet again. God be with you until we meet again. And amen. Good night. I love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.